coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. I'm Norm Borg. Our Racing at the Crossroads series continues on the heels of the announcement by Windsor Raceway that they would be closing their operations on August 31st. On the day of this taping, it is a Friday. It's feeling more like Black Friday. The question is, what next? What other shoe or shoes will fall? Hiawatha was told the same day Windsor was that they would be out of any slots at racetrack agreement. So we thought we'd take the questions to the source. We'll be talking to the owner of Hiawatha Racetrack on this edition of Trot Radio. Jim Henderson, the owner of Hiawatha Horse Park, joins me on the other end of my line. Jim, thanks for being on. This is a difficult time.
Yep. So, question about that.
Take us through what's happened with you at Hiawatha in preparation for the 2012 season, because I'm sure you were going along with your plans. Nobody saw this coming.
No, Hiawatha, we've decided in the last few years that slots weren't just the only answer for our business, and we weren't making a lot of money from the slots, but we were doing well, and it was covering our costs. And then what we realized that we needed to do is get the synergy type businesses going, bums and seats we used to call it, and we started working on different projects in the property, like the golf range, the go-kart racing, the driving range, we had a F1 kart range, we had the ball diamonds, the CMX dirt bike racing, and we were starting to build new mini storage and some other things. And we just thought, you know what, if each one of these items could make a little bit of money and it draws more people to our property with the Bayfest camping and the Hiawatha Bash, stuff like that, that the slot revenue goes up, the food and beverage goes up, the horse track goes up, and all the little synergies just seem to knit together, and all of a sudden we started making, actually everything started making more and more money, and we had a hotel chain come to us, and they really wanted to build a new hotel in the front of my property, so we thought that was a great idea, and everything was starting to work, so we were planning for a great season.
Yeah, so I guess the question is now, without that slot revenue, how do you keep not just the racing product viable, but the overall operation?
That's our problem right at the moment. We got, and my staff too, like, we got nothing for the staff when OLG pulled the plug, and I'm not really closed. I've got less hours, so some of them have gone and they're trying to get unemployment and get things done, and they're allowed to come back and work so many hours a week. Mm-hmm. But because of so many people employed, we can't play any games or do anything, so we want to do it right. We're trying to get more things happening here quickly, but, you know, how do you close a $30 million profit business with the OLG and us getting our $3 million in 30 days?
It's possible, though, when the government is both the house and the bootlegger and whatever else, you know, common business practice, this goes out the window.
Yeah, there's just none, and we didn't see this coming. We didn't even know. Rod Phillips was here just a few months back and saying, we asked him about the two sites in Sarnia, and he was said as keeping business as they had planned, and they know he never told us that they were even looking at this, and I guess this has been planning, I don't know how many months before this, but anyway.
Yeah, well, you know, a straight answer from a politician is a bit of an oxymoron. Marketing programs were supposed to be supported by the slots revenue all these years. Many would argue that tracks in some areas did little to address that concern with that money. Now that you're in the situation you're in, can you afford not to market the track more aggressively in 2012?
Problem is, where are we going to get the revenue to market it? We're going to get checks. We think we're going to get checks from OLG. We have no guarantee that we had a contract to operate. We have no guarantee we're going to get any checks from OLG. We haven't seen any yet. So each week the check's supposed to come. It doesn't cover the cost of running this plant. That check, without the food and beverage, without all the rest of the business here, does not cover horse racing or that. We always go in the red in the summertime to start with, and we don't have enough revenue coming through the door.
Have you been working with the horsemen on a series of potential business models in light of this change?
We went to the ORC when this happened. We had a little a group, like I went down myself and sat with everybody, and we had a, like I called it, the Last Supper. We had a dozen of us all sit around the table from noon till about three, four hours and discussed all kinds of different options and stuff, but nothing really, in stone or nothing, no ideas, no okays for anything, just a whole bunch of things. Then we went come back. I met with Brian Tropy at OHA and shared a coffee with him and sat with him for an hour and talked about some ideas. And he was, at that time, the NDP was involved in something, and they were all thinking it was going that route. And then we've talked with the local Mr. Kaur here in Sarnia, and they've come up with no real plan or nothing, and they said they would support simulcasting, but that's not going to happen fast enough to get anything going. Mm-hmm. It's just that's an impossibility to do it this sudden now at this stage of the game. Plus, there's so much product out there that how much are we going to bet on it anyway? Mm-hmm. So for them to support something, I got to come up with something with the horse people. It's just there's only two partners in it right at the moment, and it's the horse people and me. So
yeah,
we're going to have to come up with a new plan.
Any communication since Monday with OLG and political leaders?
They were supposed to have a meeting on Monday. Jerry was, and he's got some health problems too from OLG. He said he wasn't feeling too good or something, so he's committed on Monday, and then he's going to set up another time. I've only met with them since this has all happened. We've tried a few times. We went to Toronto once. They met with us once in Toronto for a little over half an hour. And then since that, we've met with them a couple of times now, I think maybe three times, maybe a total of 3 hours.
What are they telling you?
Just basically how they're going to close and that they're going to close this day, and that's the end of it.
Jeez, that's worse than that's almost like getting sent for by the mob.
Yeah, it's just, I never, and I can't get my head wrapped around it yet, and I haven't been able to put anything together. Like, I'm always trying to plan way down the road, right? And mm-hmm. I haven't been able to get my head into it all yet.
I don't blame you. We talked about this off air, and I guess it's worth, for the benefit of our audience, airing it out. Any chance of doing what Fort Erie is proposing, become a private operator?
I would love to be a private operator. I would love to have... I've had casino corps in the States talk to us about opening up or operating the casino here with me or coming here and developing into a big site. I have no problem with that. We would offer up our site instantaneously. I'd be partnership, whatever mm-hmm. I could possibly come up. I fell in love with the business.
Yeah,
I like it. I came here, and I haven't taken it away from it, and I've just kept putting it into it. I enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, that would be nice if we could have that kind of setup with private operators, but you got to figure, governments don't like competition. And they've got the casino in Point Edward, which they've lost money on, which says something about private versus government running of business, but that's for another day. But who knows? Maybe. Stranger things have happened. Sarnia as a city, more than many border towns, I would say, does have active tourism. I mean, it's an attractive town. It is attractive to tourists, more so, I would hazard to say, than Windsor, to be honest with you. So with that in mind, how tough is it going to be now?
Well, it's going to be tough. There's no question. There's nothing else we can do but just keep trying on some different things. Our other little businesses that we do don't generate enough money to pay the taxes here. That's our problem. The expenses we have, we got to come up with a new plan.
Now, would that be an untapped source, though, the tourists from the States for Hiawatha? Or, do enough of them come now?
No, with our dollars so high, they're not coming across the border.
Yeah, that's true. Are you or will you be in talks with tourism officials to further embed the track as part of a tourism strategy?
We've been doing that now. We've been negotiating or talking just about marketing and stuff with tourism now. And we're in with Tourism Lambton. We're in the little booklets and stuff that are out. We're into some of the things for marketing in the States, some handout stuff that was a couple mm-hmm. of different places in the States. And we've tried promoting it. We've never seen... when our dollar's been so high, any real significant amount of Americans coming over when the dollar's high.
Yeah.
Plus, the border's been a little bit tough to get across.
Yeah.
So it's been, that's been a difficult situation. And the only way that's going to really work is if we can get the Minister of Tourism to sit with the borders and really promote the borders.
Yeah. At the time of this taping, we were just a couple of hours out from the news at Windsor saying that they would be shutting down. Is there any way possible that Hiawatha can avoid following in those footsteps?
We're hoping so. We don't want to close.
Yeah. Well, Jim, you know, I've known you for quite some time. You've, as you say, you've always been in love with this business, and you've had nothing but the best interests of harness racing at heart. And we appreciate that. And all we can tell you is keep up the good fight.
Yeah, it's just we need. I need the customers. I need the horsemen.